الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين وأفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم على أكرم الخلق سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، بقول الله عز وجل في محكم تنزيله وعز من قائل بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. صدق الله العظيم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, beloved brothers, we praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe, and we ask Almighty Azza wa Jal to send His special mercies, blessings and salutations upon the noblest and choicest of all creation, our beloved master and leader, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with his family members, with his companions, ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, and with all those who follow in their footsteps to the day of Qiyamah. And may he include us to be from amongst one of them. The verses of Quran that I recited before you are two verses in Surah Al-Ahzab, Surah 33, and verses 70-71. And inshallah, in today's pre-Jummah khutbah talk, we're going to analyze and take lessons from these beautiful verses of Quran. In fact, many a times we hear these verses being recited in the khutbahs, the nikah khutbah, and many other khutbahs we find that these verses are recited. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just to give you a brief translation before we analyze and take lessons from the verses, Allah ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O you who believe, O you who bring iman, ittaqullah, adopt taqwa, consciousness of Allah, waqulu qawlan sadida, and speak straight, speak correct. And we're going to analyze the meaning, the different meanings that the word sad or sadid has. The result of this will be yuslih lakum a'malakum. Allah will rectify your actions. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and forgive you for your shortcomings. Wa man yuti'i Allah, whoever is obedient to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, faqad faza fawzan 'azima, indeed he has acquired a great success. Now this verse is what we refer to, or it falls in a surah that is referred to as a Madani surah. It was revealed in the latter part of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life. It was after Hijrah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in Medina Munawwara, and it is at a time when the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, had leveled many accusations against Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this surah, Allah Ta'ala is speaking to the mu'mineen and to the believers. But this particular verse, Allah Ta'ala repeats the phrase, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, O you who bring iman, O you who believe. So Allah is speaking to us as a normal address. These verses are addressed to the Muslims. But in this particular verse, it's a special address. Grammatically, this Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu is not even part of the sentence. But Allah Ta'ala has made mention of it. To put this into more simple context, if I want to call someone, I can say, hey boy, come here. So come here is the actual statement. Hey boy is to get the person's attention. Then how I address the person, that also makes it to say, how do I want him to think of me? If I want to make him feel low, I'll say, hey boy. If I want to make him feel respected, I can say, Ahmad, Muhammad, come here. If I want to make him feel loved, I can say, oh my son, come here. Now understand this, brothers. Allah Ta'ala is saying, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Oh you who bring iman. Oh you who believe. Allah is addressing us directly to say this message is specifically, particularly for you. If you have iman, then this verse is applicable. This is a requirement. This is a requisite of those who have iman. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu would say that when I read the verses Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, I feel a special sense of honor that Allah is speaking directly to me. Allah is speaking directly to, especially in these verses. Now what does Allah Ta'ala say? So Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, ittaqullah, adopt taqwa of Allah. Our topic of discussion today is not on taqwa. There are many various definitions of taqwa, but in simple words, beware, be conscious of disappointing Allah. Don't do anything that Allah will become displeased. This is taqwa. Ittaqullah. Adopt the taqwa and the consciousness of Allah. This concept of taqwa is so important, made mention of more than 200 times in the Quran. Again and again, Allah Ta'ala is reiterating it. Now the taqwa of Allah can be when we are praying salah. Someone is praying salah on time, that is taqwa. Someone is lowering their gaze and not looking at something shameless, that is taqwa. Someone is being kind to their parents, that is taqwa. Someone is being honest in their business dealings, that is taqwa. So the concept of taqwa, the definition of taqwa is very broad, but it encompasses all of this. Now in this broad spectrum of taqwa, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah wa qulu qawlan sadida. In this broad spectrum of taqwa, Allah is highlighting one aspect in this verse, that amongst the things that you need to have taqwa is in your speech, in your qawl, in what you utter, in the words that you say. You need to adopt the consciousness of Allah. وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Speak that which is correct. Speak that which is straight. This is a rough translation. Now, we got three parts of the verse. O you who believe. So iman will lead to taqwa. And taqwa will lead to righteous and correct speech. Now look at the choice of the words that Allah Ta'ala has given us. This is the beauty of the Quran, brothers. Allah says, قُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. The word sadid, if you open up an English translation, you'll get speak correct, speak straight. But literally in Arabic, the word sad has different definitions, and I'm just going to share with you a few of them for you to understand the comprehensiveness of this word. The first meaning we look at, the word sad. Sad means, it's used in Arabic for, if there's a crack in the wall, and you want to patch up the crack, you want to mend the crack, you want to repair it, the word that is used is sad. So, now look at this. What Allah Ta'ala is saying, that when you speak, speak in such a manner that doesn't create problems in the future. You know, if there's a crack, and if it's not repaired, if it's just left alone, what happens? The crack gets bigger. It gets bigger and it gets bigger, and then it can become very problematic. Even in our speech, sometimes when we say things, when we are not clear, it creates a crack. It creates a rift. And if it's not sorted out immediately, that problem which was very small can become very big. It opens up, the crack opens up. So to mend a crack in Arabic, the word that is used is sad. So Allah Ta'ala is saying that when you speak, speak in such a manner that's not going to create a rift in someone's heart. It's not going to create problems. Sometimes, simple example, we're sitting at home, mashallah, the wife presents the food, and maybe the salt is less in the food. Now there's many ways that we can say it. One of the ways is we can say in a nice way, qawlan sadid will be, you know what, mashallah, this food is amazing. This food is absolutely amazing. It is as if I am in Jannah. And you know what, if there was a little bit more salt, then it will be like I'm in Jannatul Firdaus. So that's one way of saying it. The other way of saying it is, you know what's the matter with you? Every time the salt is less. I just, you know, I'm tired of this now. So, if we're going to say it in this manner, it's going to create a rift. It's going to create problems for the future. Maybe in your next meal, you might not have less salt, you might have poison. So, qawlans, look at the beauty of the Arabic language, brothers. Qawlan sadid, speak in a straight manner. Speak in a manner that's not going to create problems for the future. This is one of the meanings of qawlan sadid. Now also, not in today's time, if we apply it, we're sending an email, we're sending an SMS, a message. Now we're not clear in our message. We sent it to our worker, so he thought we implied something, but we implied something else. So maybe we were not qawlan sadid. Our speech wasn't straight, so he never understand us. We meant one thing, but he did something else. So even when communicating, whether it is written, whether it is verbally, be clear. So it does not create problems for the future. This is the first meaning. The second meaning of sad. Sad also means al-hajiz. Hajiz means a barrier. And this is mentioned in Surah Kahf in the incident of Zulqarnain. Also a reminder, brothers, today, mashallah, the day of Jum'ah, let us try and recite Surah Kahf if we have not already recited it. If we can't manage the entire surah, let's try at least the first few verses, the last few verses. But this is mentioned, the word sad is used in the incident of Zulqarnain. Sad means a barrier. Now how is it applicable? قُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Sometimes our speech, it's required. We need to use it as a barrier for something not to happen. For example, maybe you see, you came into the masjid and there was maybe an argument. There was an altercation between two brothers. Things were getting heated up. Someone said something, someone else said something else. You came, you could have said something. You saw the situation was getting a bit out of hand. And al-hajiz, a barrier, means speaking in such a way that prevents issues or problems from happening also. Then when a fight takes place, when something happens, you think or you say to yourself, you know what, I should have said something. I could have said something, I should have said something. This might have prevented this evil or this problem from happening. So this is another meaning of sad, in the meaning of al-hajiz, barrier. So Allah Ta'ala wants us to speak. When we see a problem and we can solve it before the issue becomes bigger. Second meaning. Third meaning is sad or sadid is also used in the meaning of fulfilling a need. قُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Allah Ta'ala wants us to speak in such a manner that we fulfill the needs of people. Now depending on what or who we are and the relationships that we enjoy with various people, they need to hear certain things from us. Our children need to hear from us that we love them, that we forgive them, that we're proud of them. MashaAllah, on their accomplishments, on their achievements. Many a time they do well in school. So to say to them, to mention to them daily on a regular basis that we love them, we look up to them, we admire what they've done. So to mention their accomplishments, this is part of sadid. To acknowledge them. So sometimes, many a times we assume people to know what is happening, or we appreciate but we don't express our appreciation. Qawlan sadid means to express what is in your heart, to say it. Sometimes it can be positive, and sometimes it can also be a difficult situation. It may be something wrong, but if it needs to be said, it needs to be said. It may be someone that's very close to you, but if they are doing wrong, You need to mention it to them. And the way we address or we speak the wrong, or about the wrong, it should be done with humility. It should be done in a humble manner, in a respectful manner. So this is also part of qawlan sadid, fulfilling the need, speaking what is the requirement, the need of the hour, whether it is good or whether it is bad. Sometimes if it's bad, it can be a very difficult situation. Maybe our own parents are doing something wrong, despite we loving them, looking at them, looking up to them. But if it's something that needs to be said, it has to be said in a respectful, in a kind, in a polite manner. So this was the, what number? Third definition. We said the first one was, what was the first one? Filling up a crack. Second one, al-hajiz, barrier. The third one we spoke about, sadid, also means fulfilling the need. Number four, the word sad or sadid is used also, as-sahmu idha istaqama, is used for an arrow. When an arrow is shot or it's fired, the arrow is meant to go straight. Allah Ta'ala wants from qawlan sadid, when we speak, we should speak straight. Sometimes you find you ask a person, you know what, you ask him a simple question. The answer is yes or no. He's speaking for 10 minutes, but he still hasn't told you yes or no. So this is not qawlan sadid. Qawlan sadid means speak at the topic at hand. Speak what was asked of you, speak about that. Don't speak about everything else. Sometimes we're speaking for 10-15 minutes about everything else except that which was asked, except that which is the requirement, which is the need of the hour. So this is also something that is required. When we speak, and we speak straight to the point. Another meaning, this was number four, one more meaning we'll look at, is if you look in the translations, it's mentioned speak correctly. Qawlan sadid means speak correctly. Speak correctly means what is in our hearts, brothers. Many a time we are not honest with the people that we communicate with. Someone comes and says, how are you, brother? I am fine. Everything is okay. Everything is fine. But in your heart, you're upset with that brother. When you go by your friends, you say, you know what? Look at this person. You had an opportunity to clear the matter with him. But you said, no, everything is fine. But it wasn't fine. So qawlan sadid, this is against the principle of Quran. You're not saying, you're not being straight in your speech. Someone came to you and offered salam. He's offering you peace. And you responded and you said, wa alaykum salam, wa alaykum salam. So you're offering him peace back. But in your heart, you're not at peace with him. If there's something that's bothering you, you need to clarify and rectify with him in a nice manner. Brother, you know what? What you mentioned the other day, it really hurt my feelings. This was something, I respect you a lot, but what you said, I disagree with you. And this is my point. But this is in my heart, and I'm telling you as it is. This is qawlan sadid. We're speaking that which is in our heart. We're speaking that which is correct. Now there's a lot more, brothers, that can be said. But these, in this one word of Quran, one word, قُولُوا قَوْلًا sadid. Allah says, speak in a manner that is sadid. How do you translate it now? After looking at all these definitions, how do you put the appropriate or correct English translation? The very rough translation is to speak correctly, to speak appropriately, to speak in a befitting manner. Now, who do we speak with? Allah hasn't mentioned this. Who, when you speak to the different audiences, different people, this is not mentioned. قُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. General. Whether you're speaking to your parents, whether you're speaking to your students, whether you're speaking to your teachers, your employers, your employees, your neighbor, whether you're speaking to the person sitting next to you, it's a broad spectrum. In all aspects, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, قُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا. Now what comes after this, brothers? This is amazing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُسْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ. What is the effect? What is the result of being قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا, of having straight speech? Allah says He will rectify your actions. He will rectify your a'mal, your actions and your deeds. Now, we know that the results of our actions is not in our hands. But when we speak straight, when we speak in such a manner that we patch up things, when we speak in a manner that is correct, that is straight to the point, that is preventing future problems from occurring, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the results favorable. The results that we know are not in our hands, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it favorable when we take the, or when we choose the path of qawl and sadid. If we find our matters are not being rectified, then maybe we are defaulting when it comes to qawl and sadid. We are not straight, we are not communicating in the manner that we're supposed to communicate. So this is what is meant. يُسْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Subhanallah. Unparalleled, the beauty of Quran. Allah says He will forgive your shortcomings and your faults. What I just told you, brothers, is it easy to do or is it difficult? Is it easy or difficult? Easy. Sounds easy. But the reality is, how many of us are doing it? It's to cover all the different meanings, and to do qawl and sadid, it takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot of courage. To say that which is in your heart, the truth that is there, it's not so easy. It's not as easy as it seems. But we have to try. We have to try. And when we try, we will falter. We will make mistakes. But Allah says, if you are true, if you want to do qawl and sadid, if you want to be straight in your speech, then Allah says, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. When you falter, when you slip up, when you make mistakes, then Allah says He will forgive your shortcomings. How great is Allah? يُسْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهِ. Whoever is obedient to Allah, and whoever is obedient to Allah's Rasul, for he has acquired a huge success. Huge success. So brothers, to sum up today's lesson is, we have to speak responsibly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us such a great blessing, the blessing of the tongue. Remember, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Ibn Kathir, rahmatullah alayhi, makes mention under the commentary of this verse, that when a person attains, when the child becomes baligh, when a person becomes attains the age of puberty, there are two angels that are appointed, kiram and katibin, that is recording our deeds. That is recording, not only leave alone our deeds, are recording the words that are uttered from our mouth. Our every word that we speak, every word that we utter is recorded, good or bad. Good or bad, whether we alone or with people, in public or in private. Now imagine keeping this in mind. When our book of deeds will be opened on the day of Qiyamah, every word, we might have forgotten what we uttered last week, leave alone last year, but this is recorded. And this will be in our book of deeds. Keeping this in mind, subhanallah, brothers, before we speak, let us ponder and reflect. Let us keep in mind this beautiful verse of Quran. Let us open the Quran today, Surah 33, verses 70-71. Memorize it. Recite it. Over and over. Allah, I want to, my speech is not qawl and sadid, ya Allah. It's very far from this. But I want what you are telling me in Quran. Oh Allah, I want to bring it into my life. Help, assist me. Help and assist me to speak in such a way that I can speak in such a way that does not create problems for the future. I can speak in such a manner that it becomes a barrier from people committing sin, wrong or evil. I can speak in such a manner that is correct. I can speak in such a manner that is true, that which is in my heart. I can speak in such a manner that is straight to the point. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes us from amongst those whose speech is qawl and sadid. We speak that which is correct and we speak that which is straight. Allah ta'ala give us the understanding and the ability to implement the teachings of Quran in our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillah.